Hello, and a very warm welcome to Monocle on Design Extra. It's a show brought to you by the team behind Monocle's dedicated weekly design program. I'm Nick Manise. With climate change at the top of the global political agenda, designers and curators are also looking at ways to stop the negative impact of humans on nature. In Vienna, an exhibition called Climate Care brings together art, design, activism, and science in the hope of convincing visitors to behave more responsibly towards the environment. Monocle's Alexei Korolev, in the Austrian capital, went along to the exhibition.
Art and design are perhaps as good a means as any to help raise awareness of climate change. And the Vienna Biennale is the perfect platform for it. 2 years ago, it dealt with artificial intelligence and the rise of new technologies. This year, it's all about the environment.
This year's Biennale topic is based around the climate crisis with the motto Planet Love, Climate Care in the Digital Age. And this exhibition, which takes large part of the exhibition hall, is basically our main contribution, uniting design, art, architecture, activism, and science and cultural initiatives all together in a very, very dense mix.
Marlies Wirth is curator of digital culture and custodian of the design collection at MAC, Vienna's Museum of Applied Arts, the Biennale's principal location.
So we have the planet cluster, maybe I just explain it overall. We say why is the overview effect so important? We also have some posters from our collection, from Klaus Steg, who was an activist in the 80s, together with Josef Beuys as well. Another very important aspect is the glacier cluster. Mm-hmm. One is a work that Thomas Rede, photographer, produced specifically for the exhibition. The other example is the work Retreat by the designer Xandra van der Eyck. Maybe let's start with this one. Thomas Rede is a German photographer, a photography artist. You can see a human figure in comparison to the glacier here. It's in the Swiss Alps, the Rhone Glacier. And it's melting. It has been a tourist attraction since the 19th century, and designers have developed this very cute looking, I think, blankets of covering the glacier.
It's like that.
It looks like a crystal.
Yeah.
But it's not an art project, it's an actual like climate care project. It prevents the glacier from melting fast. Scientists predict that it can't be stopped from melting, but it can be slowed. It's a really interesting series. And same is for Xandra van der Eyck, who produces these 3D printed glacier surface objects, basically, and she goes to the mountains to scan them, and it's also physical work, and it's important for she calls it ecological grief that she experiences when going there repeatedly and always seeing how the landscape has changed. One project I want to point out to you is this ensemble of pollination instrument, these two images and the video. It's by the artist Maximilian Prüfer, who is a very interesting figure. He traveled to Shenzhen in China, and there are human pollinators who wear this. It's not from the 18th century, it's recent. to pollinate the fruit trees, apples and pears mostly, in a region where bees have nearly died out. Now they're slowly resurging. I think it's a really, really interesting take, and I didn't know about that fact before we researched and found this project.
I think you have we both have very interesting jobs because, you know, this is not in our job description, knowing
no.
these facts.
No.
It's science.
You
know?
Learn so much, though, with these things. Yeah.
Perhaps the show's biggest highlight is a forest. A forest of wildfire-damaged trees, erected inside the museum by the Anglo-Indian studio Superflux.
Was it, I think it was quite difficult, no?
It was the craziest thing I've ever done in my life.
So these are wildfire survivors?
These are wildfire survivors who normally would be shredded and go back to the soil, which they will after that. Mm. They are taking a little break here at the museum. We have to yet figure out who to donate volcanic rock, but we will get there. Conceived of like having a very disturbing wildfire kind of start. It goes in iterations, and then inside you also see these white flowering trees. They were not flowering when we installed them, so they obviously feeling well, which makes me very happy.
Crazy.
I know, right? Like in the Truman Show, it's a resemblance of real life and landscaping. Yeah, it's an art project, or design project actually, after all.
Yeah. I mean, allow me some professional cynicism.
Yes, please.
Ultimately, you know, what is it going to do to help fight climate change? Just raising awareness. Is this the goal?
I think for a cultural institution, for a museum, this can be the goal, because, I mean, we are not activists. I think for a cultural institution, for curators, to see that it's not a utopia when we say, like, we have to do this and that to fight climate change, but to show there's already prototypical initiatives or even, like, actual companies or teams doing that. There is already building materials that are more sustainable than concrete. Or there's already a team, Shigeru Ban for that matter, building large-scale buildings, not only family houses, with wood, which captures tons and tons of CO2 while just standing there as a building, as opposed to buildings that are using metal and glass. So it's here, it's a toolbox.
Yeah.
Grab it and use it. And also, I mean, it's for our visitors, who are mostly not politicians in charge. They also came, but... obviously, the individual can do a lot, but what we really need is systemic change. But I think if more and more cultural institutions raise this awareness, maybe then we can do that step together.
For Monocle in Vienna, I'm Alexei Korolov.
My thanks to Alexei Korolev there. The exhibition Climate Care is open at Vienna's Museum of Applied Arts until the 3rd of October 2021. And that's all for this week. If you're eager for more design stories, listen to our full-length program airing on Tuesdays, 8 p.m. London time. Today's episode was produced by Maylie Evans. I'm Nick Manise. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.